Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says the life expectancy of Americans got shorter for the second year in a row. According to the CDC, the overall life expectancy in the U.S. was 78.6 years, which is down slightly from the previous year. The CDC says deaths from drug overdoses, chronic liver disease, suicide, and blood infections have all gone up, which has shortened the average lifespan. Although the average lifespan for Georgians is 77.4 years, people in DeKalb, Gwinnett, and Cobb counties, they average 2 to 3 years longer. Tiger Woods said Atlanta may be the place for him to win, and he was right. Woods won the Tour Championship at East Lake Golf Course yesterday. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, it was a 5 years in the making.
The tap in for Tiger. We thought we'd never see it.
After years of drama on and off the golf course, Tiger Woods won his first tournament on the PGA Tour since 2013. Woods, who was followed by thousands of fans during his final round, spoke emotionally after the win.
It's been tough. You know, I've had a not so easy last couple years, and I've worked my way back, and I couldn't have done it without the help of everyone around me. And
this marks the 80th overall win for Woods on the Pro Tour, putting him only two behind Sam Snead for most in history. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
As job growth continues in Georgia, Fulton County has lost over $200,000 in federal grant money that was meant to provide job training. The reason? It missed the deadline for spending the money. According to the AJC, the city of Atlanta appears to have failed to spend all of the money available in its workforce development program as well. Samir Abdullahi, the deputy director of economic development for Fulton, said the county provided job training for no more than 50 people this year. That number could have been as many as 300 people, but the grant was poorly managed by the county. Since 2015, officials have left nearly $750,000 on the table that had been awarded for job training. A coastal Georgia spaceport is still far from liftoff, but it might already be attracting new business, as GPB's Cindy Hill explains.
Spaceport Camden still needs approval from the Federal Aviation Administration and Coast Guard before it gets a license to launch rockets. But rocket maker ABL Space Systems announced last week it will lease a recently shuttered nearby airport to test rocket components. James Coughlin runs the Camden Joint Development Authority.
This is just a great example of one of the companies who has expressed interest, who would have never seen an interest in locating in Southeast Georgia were it not for the potential development of Spaceport Camden.
He says they're already in talks with three other space-related companies. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.